Sometimes we forget the people who work for the federal government are people who think and worry and get emotional like everybody else. Sally Katzen was chief of staff at OMB during the 1995-96 shutdown, later deputy director for management at the agency, and here to talk about what your people might be thinking and how you can respond to keep them engaged. Sally, thanks for being on the program today. It's terrific to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
The psychology of this is an area that has not been explored much. The concept of someone having to sit down with his or her team and say, it's been decided that you're non-essential.
Right. The standard for retaining people during a shutdown is essential. And that can be defined in a variety of ways by different managers and for different agencies. But it's going to affect those who are both non-essential, as you call them, or those who are essential. I mean, there is a human element, as you said, that has been forgotten or at least has not been discussed a lot. If you think about what they're going through, it's got to be dispiriting. It's got to be disheartening. I would not be surprised if there weren't some serious cases of people worrying about depression at this point. They go to work every single day at their jobs, maybe for years, decades, and they believe in what they do. And it's bad enough that they're constantly called bureaucrats, and bureaucrat bashing, as you know, is Washington's favorite spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much worse now than it's been. They have been living for the last several months on 2-3 week reprieves. It's a hell of a way to make a plans, both professionally and personally. And then it's going to turn out that the guy or the gal in the next cubicle is called essential, and they're not. How do they feel? Not very good. And how do they feel when they come back to work? Slightly bitter, slightly angry. And these kinds of issues do not get the attention, and I'm delighted that you're focusing on them because I think they're critically important to the workforce.
Where is the right place for this kind of consideration to be made? It's hard to imagine how you would approach that at an agency-wide level. Is this something that the managers individually should be thinking about, the teams that directly report to them, and then pushing it down to the folks who are also leaders of maybe smaller teams and so on?
I think it's at all levels. It has to be at the working level, at the smaller group, as you would call them. But you also need some leadership from the agencies to talk about their recognition of what their employees are going through. And I would hope that it would get bigger play even by serious leaders within the administration so that the press picks it up, because these people wake up in the morning, and if Monday there's a shutdown, they'll be sitting across the kitchen table from their husband or wife, drinking coffee and not getting ready for work. And then they'll go out maybe to the supermarket, or they'll run some errands, and they'll have people looking at them like, what are they doing in the middle of the day doing this kind of stuff? And for people to be sensitive, particularly in this area, that there are a lot of people who are going through a very difficult time, would be critically important. So I would say at all levels.
This is fascinating to me, Sally, because I was in a situation maybe 10 years or so ago where I was in a car accident and was not able to go to work for about a week and a half. And I went through exactly the experience that you just talked about and did not realize how invested I was emotionally and mentally in just the ritual of getting up and preparing to go to work every day, and in the interaction that I had with my colleagues and all of that. And I had that table experience that you just described, where I sat there, my wife was going about her process, and I said, well, now what do I do?
You know, you're not alone in this. And one of the things that would be very helpful for managers to talk to their employees about now is that they will not be alone. I remember during the 95 shutdown, there were groups of people who would gather, and they would talk, and they would sometimes laugh and sometimes sing and sometimes bemoan their fortune. But I think for people to understand that there's not anything wrong with them, that they have not been classified as essential does not mean that people don't value what they do, that people don't care about what they feel about. I don't mean to go all soft and fuzzy on you, but this is Management 101, how to make your employees understand that they're valued.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see where somebody might say, yeah, she's going soft and fuzzy, but you're right. The idea of employee engagement is critical at a time like this where, as you said, and your former colleague John Koskinen told me a couple weeks ago, let's not forget the fact that at some point you've got to turn the lights back on and open the doors again and start things up, and it's not just as simple as unlocking the door and flipping the switch.
That's right. And they'll be coming back and they'll be looking at one another and they'll want to share their experiences, but they'll want to get back to work and they'll feel like they're cheating either way. They're either cheating themselves or they're cheating the office. But it is. You do turn the lights back on. You start projects up again. You try to remember where you were. And that's in addition to the trauma that they go through, and that's an overstatement, but it's a disrupting influence in what are they going to do the next 3 days of this week? Are they going to work on projects that can be finished by the end of this week because then they'll have some sense of closure, some sense of accomplishment? That's not a good way of prioritizing your work projects, those that can get done fastest. And then they come back and they have the ones that were left on their desk and they look back and we don't know how long the shutdown will be. Will it be a few days? Will it be a few weeks? And that can have a very strange effect on people's approach to what they're doing and how they're doing it. And whatever we say about big government, small government, we want dedicated public servants. And for the most part, we have them. And I've always been struck by how committed and caring the employees are who work for the federal government, at least those that I've had the honor to work with. And yet, here they are, they're being told that don't show up, don't come in.